Father, just thank you for Franco and the blessing that he is to us. Thank you, Lord, the gifts that you've placed within him. And Lord, we have faith today that you will release those gifts through him today, and that, Lord, that he would speak your word with eloquence, with the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit, and that, Lord, every one of us will receive your word and will be changed through your word today, that we would walk out of this place with courage of knowing that you have spoken to us through your servant now. Bless us to receive, bless him to preach. In Jesus' name, amen. Go for it, Franco.
Am I on? Yes. Well, praise God. It's a wonderful privilege for me to bring the word this morning. I feel humbled just to stand here, but I believe that God has something to say to you this morning, and I believe that he will bring it across clearly through my lips. And I just want to say, you know, as the word went out this morning, you get that field of gold, and we want to run through those fields of gold. And God's given us such a wonderful riches in his goodness and his grace. And basically, I want to speak about something along those lines this morning. And it's something that I want to speak about that has actually touched me many years ago. After I'd been a Christian for 11 years, I had very much of the same experience about the story I'm going to read to you here today. And I just want to share with you, because sometimes as Christians, we can walk the road with God and not get into the full revelation of what God has for us. And when I received this revelation after being a Christian for 11 years, I absolutely felt set free. And I just like to share it, and probably you all know about it, but I'm going to share it in any case, because there may just be somebody that doesn't know, and this is why the Lord's laid it on my heart. And now, God has a great and wonderful future for you. He's a bright future for you. And he wants you to see clearly why he has given you this wonderful future. And so God says he has great plans for your life. But the thing is that sometimes in our communication with one another, we don't always seem to put ourselves across clearly. So sometimes there's a one-sided communication. When I've been saved for a long time, and I tend to forget about the fact that I was unsaved once. And the way I communicate with people is as if they should actually know everything that I'm talking about, because I've been walking with God for so long, and I expect people, Christians, to know certain things, but they really don't. So I want to try and do a little bit of a demonstration here this morning. And I want to read you a scripture out of Acts 28 from verse 26. And it says here, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of these people have waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. So I've got something here today, and it's just like a little demonstration. So I've already got glasses on, but so the Bible says they have eyes, but they cannot see. And they have ears. I see my ears, they want to hear. And they have ears and they cannot hear. Now the thing is that the devil tries to blind your eyes so that you cannot see into the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And he dulls your ears so that you cannot hear. Although you hear and hear and hear and hear, the Bible says people are forever hearing but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. So today, I would ask God to help me to get you to hear. And the Bible says, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. So today I want to ask you to open up your spiritual ears. Tell the person next to you, open your spiritual ears. And open your spiritual eyes so that you can see what the light of the glorious gospel is. Because the thing is, Satan wants to blind you, and he doesn't want you to see. So I'm just going to read to you a little story now that I read. And this is all built up to what I want to talk about is. Now, you've probably heard this one, but the judge is very frustrated in hearing a case. And he speaks to this woman and he says, why do you want a divorce? On what grounds? On what grounds do you want this divorce? And she says, all over we have an acre and a half. That was her response. No, no, said the judge. Do you have a grudge or something? Yes, it fits two cars. He says, listen, I need a reason for the divorce. Does he beat you up? Oh, no. I'm up at 6 every day and do my exercise. He gets up later. Please, said the exasperated judge. What is the reason you want a divorce? Oh, replied the lady. We can't seem to communicate with each other. Now that's the problem, you know. In life, we tend sometimes to expect people to understand what we're saying. And sometimes we ask the wrong questions and we get the wrong answers. And sometimes the way we explain ourselves isn't clear enough for anyone to understand. So I'm trusting God today that you're going to understand what I'm going to be sharing with you about. You know, when I was in Belgium, there was a young lady that I met, and she was cleaning the hotel, and I just started talking to her, and I said to her, is this what you do for a living? And she said, oh, no. No, this is just a part-time job. She says, I go to Brussels University. So I said, oh, that's nice. I said to her, and what are you studying? She says, well, I'm a fourth-year student studying theology. So I said to her, wow, that's amazing. So you probably born again. She says, what's that? Now, she's a fourth-year student in university. She's been hearing and learning about the Word of God for 4 years, studying theology, but she's never heard of the term born again. I led her to the Lord. And she thought I was a prophet sent from God. Because the Word of God, the life of God, just came into her. And she recognized that Jesus Christ had forgiven her of her sin. And she was cleansed and pure in the sight of God. And her life had so changed. And she had never realized that her life could change like that after studying the Word of God for 4 years. So then I get another story for you. Now, I had this in my daily Bible reading. It was just a story that was told. And it says, Hans worked his way up from being a miner to owning a number of mines. His eldest son, Martin, was a very intelligent young man and went to university at the age of 17. A respectable career as a lawyer lay ahead of him. Suddenly, at his father's dismay, he cancelled his registration for the law course and became a monk. And you know, talking about that, when I was walking through those corridors, we were in England now, and we went to these cathedrals and that, and I saw the corridors along which the monks would walk and so on, and it seemed so cold and everything. But you know, he has a young man now that has an experience with God, and he becomes a monk. And you know, a monk, they're not even allowed to talk to people. They go and they spend time with God, you know. And and then he became a priest. Martin wanted to live a righteous life. He fasted for days. He spent sleepless nights in prayer. But he still was plagued by his own unrighteousness before a righteous God. Are you plagued with your unrighteousness before God? Have you been praying and asking God to help you? Well, here's a man that is, in actual fact, prayed and asking God to help him overcome his unrighteousness. And at the age of about 30, he was studying Romans 1 verse 17, and all of a sudden, the penny dropped. And Romans 1 verse 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now, that scripture opened up a whole new world for him. And he began to understand that the verse, righteousness of God, is that by which the righteous man lives, by the gift of God. Now, let me read what he's saying. I just want to go ahead of myself and try and talk about it. It says, in other words, by faith, that is this sentence, the righteousness of God is revealed. By faith, the righteousness of God is revealed to us. Refers to a passive righteousness, example, that by which the merciful God justifies us by faith, as it is written, the righteous person lives by faith. This immediately made me feel as if I had been born again and entered through the open gates into paradise itself. So Martin Luther was this man. And it says here, this experience occurred 500 years ago, and it not only changed his life, it altered the course of human history. He became one of the pivotal figures in the Western civilization and founder of the Reformation, the seedbed for social, economic, and political thought. His name, of course, was Martin Luther. In essence, righteousness means right relationship with God, which leads to the right relationships with others. It is a gift made possible through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, the thing is this, that the just shall live by faith. God justifies us. What Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary, he died for us, he paid the price for us, he took our sin upon himself, and he gave us his righteousness. He gave us the gift of life. Now, for you to accept this, you have to accept it by faith. And when you accept this by faith, it puts you into a new dimension of life. It puts you into a new way of looking at yourself. Because now, if you are righteous, you are no longer a sinner. You are a righteous, walking in the righteousness of God. You're walking in the righteousness of God in Christ. Your life has been transformed into Christ. You are now no longer the old man. You are a new person living a new life. Every single day is a new day. Every day you wake up in the morning, you wake up in the morning to face a new day. You no longer look at your old life. Your old life is gone. Your old life is no longer in the memory of God. Your old life should no longer be in your own memory. The old has passed away. Everything has now become new. You know, and the thing is, I am striving to know God better. And you know, but God spoke to me now and he says to me, but there are people that do not even know me in the reality of the freedom that I've given them. You've been born again, but yet you're still walking around dragging your sin behind you. You're still walking around thinking about your past, thinking about the things that have happened in your past, thinking about the hurts and everything that has happened in your past. Now the Bible says you're a new creation. You're a brand new man. The old is gone and the new has come. So now you're living in a new life. Your life is a life that is in God. You're no longer the old man. The old man died with Jesus. The new man lives with Jesus. The new man lives in victory with Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You're living in victory today. You're not living in condemnation anymore. You're not living with that burden of your past sin anymore. You're not living with a burden of all those hurts and past things that have taken place. You've actually got to turn your back on all those things. And you've got to look at Christ. Because in Christ, every day is a new day. Every day is a new beginning. It is a new step into the fullness of what God has created you to be. God wants us to see ourselves in Him, in Christ. New creations, brand new men. It's a big thing to say that you have faith. If you have faith, you can actually say, nothing is impossible for me. Now, it's very easy for that to fly over your tongue and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nothing is impossible for me to do. But you know what? You've got to believe that. And you actually have to step into that belief by faith. You can laugh at the past. The past is an actual fact being something that has pulled you down and destroyed you. The past is something that that can pull you down and carry on destroying you if you keep looking back at your past. We need to look into our future. Unbelief will shut everything out from you. It will hinder your prayers. And it will blind you that you will not see anything positive in life. Unbelief is a destructive force. Now, anything that is not faith is unbelief. You know? And one of the biggest sins that a man can have is not have faith. It's walking in unbelief. Because God wants, He says, if you can believe, all things are possible to those who believe. Can you believe today that all things are possible? Not some things are possible. All things are possible. God wants to reveal to you today that you should not have fear, that all things are possible. With faith, all things are possible. You can step into this new life and you can, with faith, you can shut the doors of hell and open the doors of heaven. You can shut the doors of hell. You can shut those doors today. Whatever's been trying to come up against you, Jesus says, For this reason was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. You can shut the doors of hell. Though, if you believe that the works of the devil have been destroyed, then you can shut the doors of hell. You can believe God that the works of the devil have been destroyed today against you, because you know God. The rest of the world have not been, because Satan rules over them. But you who have stepped into the new realm of life, you're a new creation. You're a brand new man in Christ. The old is gone. The new has come. And the new is coming and coming and coming and coming. Right into eternity, the new is coming. Now, I believe that even while I'm ministering here, that the presence of God is here. The presence of God is right there with you right now. The presence of God is manifesting right now in your own body. If you're trusting God right now and you have faith, you know that the Bible says he bore your sicknesses. He bore your sicknesses and he carried your diseases. So what's happening is, if he bore my sicknesses, that's in the past. So my sickness is in the past. My disease is in the past. My shame is in the past. I'm stepping into a new future. And I'm relaxed in stepping into that future. It's not a strain. It's not a grind. It's not, I'm going to try and please God so badly. No. God knows that you are growing in him every day. Every day is a day of growing up in Christ. All you do is you walk into that area of saying, I believe. I believe. I believe I'm healed. I believe I have this bondage and this problems and all these things that have been binding me and weighing me down. Put in the past. I'm walking into a new future. I'm walking into the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. My life is no longer my own and living in the world. My life is now in Christ. And if my life is in Christ, can Christ fail? Can Jesus fail? Jesus can't fail. He's already succeeded. He's already destroyed the works of the devil. He's already overcome. He's overcome everything. And he has given you the victory in every area of your life. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So what you must do is you must take the word of God and you must plant it in your heart. It's the word that gives you the victory. Nothing else gives you the victory, but the word of God gives you the victory. And you've got to confess that word. You've got to plant that word in your heart. You know, you can plant the word in your heart. And when you've got the word planted in your heart, you know, your heart is like fertile ground. That seed starts growing. And you get more revelation about the Word of God. And you know, we're talking about discipleship, and we're talking about impact and things like that, and we're talking about getting you to grow in the Word. And the importance is that if you don't know the Word, you cannot be impactful in the kingdom of God. You cannot have impact in your own life if you don't know the Word. Because you could walk in God, you could be in Christ, you could say, oh, I have this peace of God and this wonderful presence of God. But the reality is this, that yes, you have the peace of God and you have the presence of God. But when the enemy tries to attack, when problems of life come your way, you've got to learn to overcome them. And the way that you overcome them by the word of God. Amen. So the thing is this, that so without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek him. Right? If you seek him, it means you're seeking his word. You're going through his word. You're studying his word. And as you're getting his word, you're pleasing him. And because you're doing what his word says, you're pleasing him. And because you're pleasing him, you're also pleased. Because you're getting the results of pleasing him. Amen? I repeat myself a bit here. I don't want to do all that repeating of myself. Sorry. So you cannot be a victim and a victor. You cannot be a victim and a victor. You cannot be a victim and walk in victory. You've got to decide you're going to start walking in victory. You've got to choose to be one or the other. In religion, most of the time, people try to do both. They try and walk in victory, and they're also a victor. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, you cannot be defeated and walk in victory at the same time. You got to decide that I'm going to walk in the victory of Christ. I'm going to walk in the victory of the Word. I'm going to be, and I claim that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen? By faith, I walk in righteousness. By faith, I am not condemned. By faith, my sin cannot hold me back. Yes, I failed God yesterday, but today I'm going to do my best not to fail Him. And I walk in righteousness again today. I fail and I stumble again, but tomorrow I'm going to walk in the victory that Christ has. And every day I grow and I grow and I grow and I become stronger and stronger in the Lord. God doesn't condemn me, for Christ came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He didn't come to condemn you. You're condemning yourself. The devil's condemning you. He's trying to bring sin upon you and weigh you down with the sin. But Christ came to set you free. Right, so guilt and low spiritual self-esteem will keep you in the prison house of victimhood. It will keep you in the past of yourself instead of the future of Him. Being in Him is being in His life and in His future. Amen? If you're in Christ, you're in His life and you're in His future. Your past need not be your future. God has a bright future in store for you. God has a bright future in store for you. If you will accept it and believe it and know the plans, He says, if you know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, they are plans for peace and not disaster. They are plans to give you a future filled with hope. You know, God wants you to have a future filled with hope. He doesn't want you to walk around with negativeness and burdens, just weighing you down. He wants you to walk in the freedom and peace. He says, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Believe in me, He says. So put your past behind you and walk in the victory that the Word of God has given you. Your past is not His future for you. The new man is the new you, made for a new future. You are valuable in His eyes, so treat yourself as valuable. Treat yourself as valuable. You are valuable in Christ's eyes. Treat yourself as valuable. Say, I'm valuable. Yeah, you've got to say every day, you've got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm valuable because Jesus made me valuable. So you've got to be valuable in your own eyes. So it's not always easy. Sometimes you're going to have to choose to forget your past and ignore all around you. And you've got to walk in faith because there's a lot of negative stuff around you. There are a lot of negative people around you. You've got to try and choose your and get a solid mind of choosing the direction that you're walking with Christ. A lot of people backslide, and I've seen it a lot happening. Lately, I've been dealing with people. They so much want to serve God. Their heart is crying out to please God. But yet the world pulls them back. Yet they're falling back and then they struggle to get back again. And then they fall back again and they struggle to get back again. But the love that we show them draws them all the time. The love that we as Christians don't condemn them because they're doing what they're doing. We love them. And what happens is their desire is to please God. But yet they keep looking around them. They keep looking back at their own sin. And they keep falling back into that sin. Scrambling back again because of love and the love of God that we have, the love of God which we show them. They start coming back again. So faith is not walking by sight. It's not by what you see that you believe in. It's by what you believe in. It's what do you believe. It's not looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing something maybe, or feeling a pain or something like that. It's what you believe. You've got to overcome those things with faith. And you've got to say, I am healed. I am more than a conqueror. Those things that have pulled me down, I have the victory over those things. You see, you are walking in a new life. You are walking in a life that is in Christ, a life that is in victory. In Christ, you cannot fail. In Christ, you cannot fail. If you're walking in Christ, you cannot fail. It's when we look back. It's when we allow the circumstances of life to pull us down that we are going down. And then we've got to then scramble back again. There's some people, yeah, that have scrambled back again. There's some people, yeah, that have gone down, but they've scrambled back again, and you're standing now in faith, and you're standing, and you're standing. And you're looking at God, and you're walking in God, and you're walking in the victory that God has given you. So you've got to count yourself as valuable. It's not pride to count yourself as valuable. It's not being proud and think that I am valuable. I am valuable. The Bible talks of me as a treasure of God. Amen. So the Bible says, walk with him in the light of his love and mercy. If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, he is the way, the truth, and the life. If we walk with him as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. So when we walk in the light of God, we have a wonderful time. We got a wonderful church. We have wonderful fellowship in this church. We have wonderful love for one another in this church. And we walk with one another, but we can walk with love even in the world. We can have fellowship with people. People will be drawn to us because we have the love of God, as people are drawn to God. It says, so if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. So as we walk in God, we are cleansed. We are purified. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. So the thing is that I'm walking in God, and I stumble and I say, Jesus, I'm so sorry. Because your heart is for God. You do stumble. Every one of us stumble. But your heart is for God, and you say, God, I did it again. Forgive me, Lord. And Jesus forgives you. He forgives you immediately. It's not a process of having to forgive you. It's when you say, forgive me, the Lord has forgiven you. In actual fact, you are walking in him, and the blood of Jesus has cleansed you from all unrighteousness. Not going to cleanse you. He has cleansed you. You are pure. You are clean. You are washed in the blood. Tell somebody, you are pure and clean and washed in the blood. So remember, you have no past. You don't have a past. Tell somebody, you don't have a past. But you have a future in Christ. You have an amazing future if you can see what I'm talking about. Just to walk in the victory, every single day, walk in the victory of being in Christ. Because when you're in Christ, you cannot fail. So it would be nice if we could all see this, and we could all walk in this. And this is what the Word of God teaches. But sometime we all stumble somewhere along the line. His blood cleanses you from all sin. And from all that leftover stuff in your past, he cleans you. You don't have anything left over. No matter what has been in your past, it's gone. When you've come to Christ, all gone. Washed, cleansed, purified, in actual fact, totally destroyed in God's eyes. So God, yeah, this is a good statement. God created a greater separator between the past and the future. You know what that separator is? It's called today. Today is a new day. Today is the beginning of a new life for me. I'm walking in a new life in Christ. Every day I'm walking in a new life in Christ. So there's a big separator between your past and your future. It's today. Amen. Isn't that a nice one? So every day can be a new day of opportunity in the plan and the future God has for us. Our effort is to live for today and trust God that He will be in our tomorrow. Amen. Trust God that He's going to be in your tomorrow. So you've got to forget about your yesterdays. You know, some people find it very difficult to forget about yesterday. Live for today. Look with hope towards the great tomorrow. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you're a new creation. If you're a new creation, it means you're not an old creation anymore. That old man is gone. It says you're a new creation. You're a brand new person. 2 Corinthians 5:17, go read it for yourself. The old is gone. Where's the old? It's gone. It's gone. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus. That song Chris Christopherson sang. Yesterday's gone. And I'm trusting in you now. And I'm looking at you and I'm believing in you. Every day is a new day. Live in forgiveness. Live in health. Live in victory. Live in faith. Because this is what God wants you to have. So whatever is born of God, the Bible says in 1 John 5:4, it says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. If you're born of God, you overcome the world. What is overcoming the world? Overcoming the world is overcoming your past. The life that has pulled you down, that has destroyed you, that has brought you to a place of destruction and brought you to a place of failure. Today, you're no longer a failure. Today, you're a success. Today, you walk into a new life of success. You walk into a new life of health. You walk into a new life of victory because yesterday's gone, right? Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. What is faith? Substance of things hoped for. So I'm not living in the past. I'm living in hope of the future. My hope is I have the victory in every situation that I face in life today. I will be victorious in every situation that I face. I will be victorious in my business. I will be victorious in my family life. I will be victorious with my children. I will be victorious in my health. I will be victorious in every area of my life. Today, you've got to claim that victory. If you're truly born again, today, then you've got that victory, but you've got to walk into it. But if you don't know God, then your heart is truly crying out for God, and you've got to get to know Him. And if you don't know Him, you're losing out on something amazing. So I want to challenge you today. If you don't know God and you don't know this victory that I'm talking about, and you don't know and you've never felt the reality of Christ in your life, Martin Luther came to a point where he realized that the just shall live by faith. I'm justified by faith. I'm not justified by what anybody else says. I'm justified because of what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross. He paid the price. He took my sin, He took my sickness, He took my shame, He took the judgment that I was supposed to be judged with, and He gave me His victory. So I'm justified by faith. I step into a faith realm, and I start walking by faith today. So if anybody doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have not yet experienced the reality of this knowing God and walking in this victory, then I want to give you an opportunity to do so today. And I'm not even going to ask you to close your eyes. If anybody doesn't have this victory, just put up your hand and we're going to pray with you. And Jesus is going to come into your heart today and he's going to change you. Anybody? Right, praise God. So I just want to encourage you today, don't live in the past. Live in the future of Christ, with Christ in you, the hope of glory. When you walk in Christ, you have the victory. When you look back, it's like the guy that's plowing the field, you know. We got an example from a farmer once, and he showed us when the farmer was plowing, and he gets distracted, and he looks around, the plow goes this way. So when he starts running through his old field, every time he comes to that place where he looked around, there's a kink that he has to actually turn around and carry on his field. So it disrupts his whole field, you know. And when you look around, it can disrupt your whole life. So I want to encourage you today. Look ahead of you. Look to Christ. He is your victory in everything that you do. He is your victory. Realize you are righteous. If you've given your life to Christ, you are righteous. The old is gone. The new has come. Walk in the new, in the victory of Christ Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Sure, that is an incredible word for this season that we find ourselves in. You know, in the light of what Franco has been saying, we live by faith and not by sight. We're living in a country with lots of changes, there's a lot of circumstances, and I believe God is encouraging us that we've got to live more by faith. You know, so often we can live according to the world's ways and what money we have in the bank and our own strength and our own intelligence. But if we take God's word and put faith in his word and start to live in that dimension, not just a prayer life, but believing, we're going to start to see God come through in dimensions like never before. We live in a different realm. That realm of faith is another realm of the Spirit. And Martin Luther went through that and started to live in that. And he didn't live in his past, even though there are things of the past. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Live for the future in Christ and find your fullness in Christ. Thank you, Franco. That was very encouraging. We all want to be successful in Christ. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for the word that you have given us. We ask that, Lord, as we contemplate and we go around meditate on it today,